This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, approximately 286,000 people have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. A top World Health official Monday warned that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back flare-ups of the coronavirus. The warning comes as France and Belgium emerge from lockdowns. The Netherlands sent children back to school, and many U.S. states pressed ahead by lifting business restrictions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the company's 10,000-worker electric car factory near San Francisco was operating Monday in defiance of coronavirus health orders that closed non-essential businesses. Authorities have cautioned that the scourge could come back with a vengeance without widespread testing and tracing of infected people's contacts with others. Germany's reporting that the new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown, news that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes into effect, had risen. This comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. China's megacity Wuhan, where the novel coronavirus outbreak started, has reported its first cluster of infections since its lockdown was lifted. It stoked concerns about a wider resurgence of the disease. The new infections reported Monday sounded a note of caution amid efforts to ease virus-related restrictions across China as businesses restart and people go back to work. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.